Promised 18 minutes after 8. Frank Tillman, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So it was 10, which is not quite the mid-teens at my house this morning, but once I got down into the flats, it is. It was 17 this morning, so warming up.
They consider that one of the colder hollows.
It is.
Yeah.
I said when they wrote up the prospectus when we were buying the place, they didn't mention how cold it got.
Well, anyway, over the years, you've been there a long time.
It looks
nice, all the
42 years,
and
yeah, a lot of work, and I had a lot of help through the years, especially my neighbors.
Do you have a garden? Plan a garden this spring?
We will, yeah.
Will you? Good.
Yeah, we have, when we moved there, it looked like an old English garden with the fence around it, and it was huge. And then over the years, the opportunity arose when the fence, we had to replace a lot of the fence.
Oh, yeah.
And so we could cut down the size of the garden to our age.
Manageable size, right, Frank?
And it's still, every year we say, boy, you know, that we could do a little bit less. But anyways, it's a lot of fun, and it makes the place look great and gets me outdoors. Actually, my wife has to get me outdoors to look at it. But
maple sugar season is here.
I just talked to somebody yesterday, John Smith, in Newbury. I think his sugar place is in Topsom. But anyways, I asked if it must be a good day for the sap run. He says, no, it's not running today. It's cold.
Windy.
They did a little bit the day before, but we're looking forward to it.
Getting closer.
Yeah.
All right, Frank is here. Give us an update as to what's happening at Wells River Saving.
So, the weekly talk about what's going on in the world of the SBA PPP. Mm-hmm. So we have kind of two items to go there. The first is that they have now gotten all of the rules set for the forgiveness program for the first crew of SBA loans last year. So they call it an expedited application. You attest to how you use the funds. For certain dollar amounts, the documentation requirements are a lot less. Get your applications in, and we have them links to the SBA on site. We can send it to you. We can help you through it, but it is. I went through it with one customer. It's a simplified application, and certainly long overdue that they finally got it simplified. So, I think we've been cautioning people to kind of hold on, and now. Full speed ahead.
But if anybody has any questions, call the bank.
Call the bank, call the call center, call me at 757-7970.
Okay.
I kind of have a pretty good idea on it.
Okay, good.
And so that's that. And then the second thing was we heard from people in the SBA that they want more applications, they're really encouraging. So they've set aside the first 10 days in March for small businesses, self-employed, sole proprietors, and basically businesses with under 20 employees. Well,
okay.
I mean, that's our area.
It is.
That is our area.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
By all means, if you've been discouraged from before about applying, apply now because that... It's a program, I've talked to people and they said, they've actually changed a little bit how they're going to do the businesses, which is, again, something that we've been advocating. And whatever you get is money that will help you through this. And so I just, I had a couple last year, they called up and they said, it's the way we calculate it, it's only going to be $400 for my husband's business and $600 for mine. I said, okay, that's $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Would $1,000 help you? She said, absolutely. So then fill out the application.
Okay.
They are changing the program to make it better, and it's certainly better for businesses in our area. So that's
Are there deadlines involved with this?
Actually, this deadline is that they're going to reserve this period for the first part of March.
Okay.
But there are,
if you need to jump on it and get moving.
I think so.
And call the bank.
I think so. And I don't,
and obviously
I don't think
they'd like to have people doing
it. They want people
saying,
to have, okay. And you know, they're not going to run out of money. There's not a deadline there.
Right.
But it will mean think they've actually set aside a certain dollar amount for this, and we'll see how it goes. But that, I mean, that's big news. I mean, certainly for our area, which is built on small businesses, they heard you and they responded.
Yeah.
And let's.
So you seem to be happy with the whole.
Oh, I am.
Program.
I am. It's worked out. It's sometimes the administration and the process is difficult because it was all new and all made up on the fly. I mean, they, if I remember right, they had 15 days to get all these rules together back last year. Mm. So you can say, yep, if you focus on, well, they didn't have this right. Yes, but they only had 15 days. Mm. And I challenge anybody to say, you get a program up and running in 15 days to spend $320 billion. They did well.
And your bank really stepped up last year.
We did. I think banks across the country did.
Yeah.
Local banks,
mm-hmm.
I think in particular, did a great job the first go-around because they knew their communities, and certainly all of the local banks in Vermont did a great job, in New Hampshire too. We're small banks, small communities, but big hearts. So that's the first part on the SBA and the PPP.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, which I think is just as exciting, is that we're now looking at how are we going to reopen our lobbies? And so we're coming up with a plan. We've discussed it with our board. And so sometime in March, we'll have all the rules out there so that we can reopen the lobbies and also get Newbury back and running. And the key is if you don't feel safe coming to the bank, we can accommodate you. We can do online. We can do by phone. We can do by Zoom. But there are people that, it's much easier to come into the bank lobby. We'll accommodate you there. Mm-hmm. And I think the critical thing is probably the one change from normal business is that for new accounts and for loan transactions, we do ask you that you make an appointment. That just allows us to make sure that we have the facility safe, that we, have room to go to, and also that we don't load up the lobby unnecessarily, because it can happen that you have a lobby full of people waiting to get to the teller line,
mm-hmm.
and then you have somebody coming in to open a new account, and all of a sudden you have like 15 people in the lobby. So that's really the biggest change. So we'll be making our announcement on Facebook, on the webpage, and certainly on YKR.
Sure. Okay.
They're a valuable resource to us. So that's, I just think that's, I'm a people person. Sometimes I don't know what it look like it, but sometimes it just, you have to see the people to help them. And it's very hard to do sometimes by the phone, on other things. So, so we're really looking forward to that. And the final thing that we talked a little bit about, that today is Cindy Bishop's last day at the bank.
That's right.
And she's quite a person. She's worked as a teller. She worked in her bookkeeping department. She's been at the call center. She's done a great job everywhere she goes. So we're getting ready to get her going away present.
Mm-hmm.
And just yesterday, she was always good on crafts. And I look down at my desk, and I when I look at sometimes at computer papers and all those printouts, I have to get a ruler to line up the lines and go through it and take the thing. And so that was what I was doing on Monday. And as I got the ruler out, it had Cindy Bishop's name on it. So I think, 15 years ago, I went up to her desk and asked her for a ruler, and I never gave it back. So today she gets the ruler back, and she can take it with her. I hope she doesn't hit me over the head with it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure she won't. A lot of years of great service.
I think she said 29 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for Cindy.
Good for Cindy.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and thank you, Cindy.
Yeah. So we'll see you again next Friday?
Oh, absolutely.
Good, with another update.
First week in March, so it's going to be in like a lion, out like a lamb, or is it going to be in like a lamb, out like a lion?
It could be.
Take care.
Frank Tillman is the CEO and president of Wells River Savings, your good neighbor bank.